I'm Harvey Manfred-jensen.
Actually, it's pronounced Milwaukee.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
So it is Friday, and perhaps you are planning to go out this weekend and see the big release of the week, Snow White and the Huntsman. It stars Kristen Stewart, who we all know from the Twilight series, and Charlize Theron as the wicked stepmother. If that's the case, then you probably want to listen into advice from our Movie Date podcast team. Rafer Guzman, who is also critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, who is culture producer for The Takeaway. You can subscribe to the Movie Date podcast at themoviedate.org. Hi, guys.
Happy Friday.
Well, let's begin with Snow White and the Huntsman, and let's hear a clip first.
Mirror. Mirror. On the wall. Who is fairest of them all?
My queen, you have defied nature and robbed it of its fairest fruit. But on this day, there is one more beautiful than you.
So other than a lot of slow talking, how is this movie?
Well, I found this movie, that's a pretty representative clip, I think, of what you're going to see in that movie. It's you remember Mirror, Mirror came out, the comedy version of this.
Right.
This is the exact opposite. This is extremely serious, heavy-handed, slow-moving, very dark, dark Snow White. I did not find that terribly compelling or fun, personally.
Kristen?
I thought I was sitting through a sequel to Lord of the Rings the whole time I was watching it. It has the same look of Lord of the Rings, has the same very serious gravitas throughout it, and I thought it was a little too slow,
sure,
a little too
Snow
serious.
Snow White myth kind of, or folk story kind of holds up to a Lord of the Rings treatment. But why are we getting another Snow White movie anyway? As you say, we just had Mirror, Mirror with Julia Roberts. Why another one?
I have no idea why, except that studios do this sometimes. Kristen and I were talking about this. Kristen, you brought up the two Capote movies that came up right in a row.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, the movies do this sometimes. That's also, unfortunately, a problem. Mirror, Mirror was a terrible, terrible film. Unfortunately, it stole some of the better ideas. The dwarves, remember the sort of the raggedy robber dwarves in Mirror, Mirror. They're here again in Snow White and the Huntsman, and it was really just a month ago we saw these guys.
Focus group.
Right.
Yes.
Right. All right. But, you know, let's talk a little bit about the acting in here. I like Charlize Theron, but what about Kristen Stewart, who has not always been that impressive in terms of acting skill in the Twilight series?
She's very sullen in this. It's almost like we're watching Twilight again. There's a lot of loud exhaling, slowly, loudly exhaling. A lot of looking very sad but not really saying anything. She doesn't really come off as strong, or a lot of people are calling this a feminist take on the movie, but she doesn't seem very strong or feminist to me. And I actually was siding with Charlize Theron throughout the whole thing. I'm like, hey, I totally get what you're coming from, lady.
All right, well, let's talk about one other film that's coming out. We have about 30 seconds in which to do it. It's Hysteria, a comedy with Maggie Gyllenhaal about the invention of the vibrator as a treatment for the no longer recognized female malady known as hysteria. What did you think?
I thought it was great. I loved it. I thought the comedy, the romance, it was charming. And they're so smart. They never once used the word vibrator in it.
Right.
Well, this undermines my argument because I thought the film was strangely sexist. The two lead women in the film never get to use this thing. It's only used on basically sort of lonely old women, one prostitute. I found that sort of a double standard.
You can learn more at themoviedate.org. Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.